Green Visions, Green Ideas.
This episode introduces POGI, a network for a more sustainable procurement policy, and why SDU joined the network. Did you know that SDU has recently changed its procurement policy? We have an office responsible for most of the daily purchases of SDU, and they also do all negotiation and agreements. Staff and faculties at SDU are obliged to check for every purchase if we have a deal with a particular company for the specific order. Things have changed at SDU as a whole, as SDU as a whole became a member of POGI. And today, in this episode, I welcome Jesper Lundorf-Hoffmann, a consultant in our procurement office. Hello, Jesper.
Hello, Katharina. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining. And so you know already who's on the microphones today, Jesper and Katharina. And I want to know a little bit about your daily work, Jesper.
Yeah, well, I'm a team leader at the procurement office of SDU. And then I'm one of the employees at the office that are responsible for follow-up on the sustainability area. At the procurement office, we are making procurements referring to the Procurement Act, or in Danish, Udbudsloven, and are therefore signing agreements for the whole of SDU. In our contracts, we are focused a lot of sustainability, and we are defining it as, of course, the environment we are looking at, economics, and the social life. And of course, the UN sustainability goals.
Good. So your daily work changed now from what it was before. You have to pay a lot more attention to sustainability. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Before it was, our main focus was on the economy because we have to save money. We still have to do that, but we still, now we have to have sustainability in it also. So our focus is a lot of sustainability, where we put the economic in it.
Very good. And you mentioned you joined the POGI network, and this is now a part. It's actually an abbreviation for Partnerskab for öffentlich grüne Inkøb. Well, that's Danish. And could you tell us a little bit more about this partnership?
Now, this partnership is a POGI. Like you said, it was a partnership for public environmental procurements, actually. It has members from all over the public sector in Denmark. Most members are from the Danish municipalities, for example, Odense, Copenhagen, Aarhus, Aalborg. So we have the four main and biggest municipalities in Denmark in this network. And then we have, for example, region of southern Denmark and the middle of Jutland. Sadly, we are the only university in this partnership so far. We hope that more will join, but we are the first one and the first movers on this partnership.
So you have regular meetings and then decide on the goals that you want to follow in the coming year, or how does it work?
Now we are a new member, so we haven't been part of setting this requirement yet. The other parties have that. The network has existed about, 10, 15 years.
Okay.
So it's, but it's still getting members. But the new thing is that now it's not just called sustainability. Now it's called, we're looking at the numbers of UN sustainability goals.
Yes.
So we just have these requirements, and then we have to follow them in our contracts. So we can say to our suppliers when we are making our tenders, you need to follow POGI's goals on this transport or food or what it is we are trying to make a contract in. Mm-hmm. But now, actually, I am sitting in the next goal. I think they are running for about 4 to 6 years, these goals, before they are renewed in the group and the partnership. each goals for saying that. And now I'm sitting in this IT new goal setting with other municipalities and regions and talking about how is the market right now, where should we do, and how should we push the market in the IT market to be more sustainable, because we have a lot of buying in this partnership, so we can move the suppliers to a greener world and thinking more sustainable.
Well, very good. And all the others, all the partners, I mean, must be hard. In some cases, you will have to compromise because it's getting more expensive to being more sustainable. How do you deal with this? Do you come to a lower standard then, or if it's getting too expensive, how can you agree on goals?
Well, there's no doubt that being more sustainable is more cost more for the suppliers. That's something we have to live with. So if we wanted, we all so far that we experience is that the supplies that we are buying, if they are more sustainable, they are more expensive, but the quality are also better.
Okay.
So you get a better quality and you get a more sustainable supplies if you are looking sustainability in it. Yeah. But of course, it costs a little more.
Maybe on the long run, it's even better.
Yeah, exactly. Because then we are looking more, not saying that we are looking at the buying price only, because it's more expensive on the buying price. So maybe on a computer, you can say, okay, before we... it costs 5,000 kroners. Now it costs 6,000 to be more sustainable. Actually, we've just done a new contract and we actually got it cheaper, but that's that's always the case. But then we're looking at a total cost of ownership, the living period of this product. And actually, when you do that, taking all repair parts and all this in it, it's actually getting cheaper because the quality is better.
Yeah, that's good when it goes in this direction. You also mentioned to me at some point that the canteen has switched. I mean, of course, now we have Corona and you cannot really experiment with canteens because everything is closed. But how is it there will be a new supplier here at the canteen? So that's you.
Yeah, actually, we have just done a new canteen contract at SDU. The supplier is the same name as Compass Group. So it's the same name, but it's actually not the same persons working in there. And that's because of, like you said, the Corona have in this market have a lot of fusions and buyings from other companies between. And one of the biggest is Compass Group. They have bought something called Fatsa, and they were... very sustainability food, working with that. And the persons from there, Fetzer company, is now working at SDU to make it more sustainable, the canteen. And we were very focused on the canteen to make it more sustainable. So there will be a lot of change, and you will see a lot of change when you come to the canteen in Odense or Kolding or Esbjerg. So you can see the change when we are all back after this Corona period. So you can see a lot of, you can go to a vegan and then you can buy vegan food. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to, if you want, you don't have a lot of money, you can go and buy the student meal. Mm-hmm. That often will be, for example, a soup made of yesterday's or vegetables.
Yes,
it can be that. So they are coming in a circular economy canteen, focus on a lot of more on lesser meat, mm-hmm. and more sustainable foods, and not so much not only focusing on, you know, how much money they can make.
Yes,
more focus on
the economy. And
of course we have to follow up on this. That's a lot of And
that's
then we
probably
have
the hardest work to follow up on everything and to adjust all the time.
exactly. We have two contract managers that can follow up on this in our office. But of course, the canteen is only one of 1,000 contracts or something like that they have to follow up on.
Yes.
But they are focusing very much on the canteen when we are back again, because then they need to have it. It will also come 60% ecology. That's actually a pokey goal in food that we need to set.
60% ecology.
60%. Some don't think that's much. But before it was 30%.
Yes.
And actually, when we came and said to the suppliers, we need 60% because that's the pokey goal, they actually said, no, 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 it can't be done. It can't be done. And we said, well, it's a requirement. We are a member of this pokey partnership, so we can't take this requirement out of the contract.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then we have to do it. Yeah, you have to. And then we can see. That's the whole idea of being a member of POKI, because if it was only SDU, when we got pushed from the big suppliers saying, no, we can't do it, we can't do it, we can't do it, we could just say, okay, then we wouldn't get any suppliers. And we said, oh, it's a POKI, there's a lot of municipalities, a lot of other public sectors. So if you want to get suppliers there as well as you are SDU, you have to fulfill this requirement.
Yeah.
And then we push the markets to a greener world.
And then you have contracts on so many other things, like also the transportation should be more greener, and it should actually evolve also. So you every couple of years you take these goals revise.
And we think then what has happened in the last, for example, 4 years. If you take the transport, goals here are actually very old. They are back from, I think, 2012.
Okay.
And already there, we said all gasoline has to be Euro norm 6.
Yeah.
That was very new back then. Yeah. A lot of the transportation, the cars, and was only Euro norm 4 at that time.
Yeah.
So when we go in and said we have to push the market to Euro norm 6. And now all new cars are Euro norm 6, not only because of POGI, of course, but it's one way then we stand together and push the markets to
that's very
be
good.
Better.
Exactly. To be in a bigger group to be able to push the markets. That's really good.
Yeah, and when we have the four biggest, Odense, Copenhagen, Aarhus, and Aalborg in this partnership, we really have a big area, a big supply volume to push the market. We have a lot of billions we can put in it.
When I then summarize, you already achieved, you have a change in the canteen supplier, or not the supplier itself, but the persons there and the more the goals and towards more sustainability. But what else have you already achieved? Are there more things that are changing?
Yeah, a new contract on computers started at the New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And so here you will get more sustainable computers. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think the recycle percent was 80% or more like that in the computers. Mm-hmm. But now you have to use them for 4 years.
Okay.
And not only two or three, as we said before.
Yeah.
Because then we can use it one more year, and that would be very good for the environment.
They should themselves be a bit more cautious when they order something and just think twice before they actually place an order.
Exactly. It will, yeah. Actually, we got a new buying system on SDU TrueTrade. Mm-hmm. When they can make this, if you, for example, need some pens or something like that, you can replace an order there, and then it will go to you. What's it called a buyer in in your faculty, and then they will make the final order, because then they can see, okay, you need two pens on this faculty, another needs all these pens or papers or from our office supplier. Then I make one final order.
Yeah.
Then they want to make the final order in our system. That's what we are trying to do to get these sample all these orders.
There is a lot to do, as I can hear, and I'm really glad you are going into this and put a lot of emphasis on it. So we are getting more and more sustainable, and that's hopefully also the other universities will join this network and work in the same direction. That would be really great. With this, I would like to finish this episode and thank you very much for joining and for explaining the network and SDU's goals to us. Thank you very much, Jesper.
Thank you.
And then you listeners, you can listen to the next episode again in a week's time. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.